This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead.
True story.
We're two unique guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning, everyone, from the Marriott in Kansas City, side of the NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Tournament. It's time for another edition of the Duck and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis as we get ready for tonight's regional championship game between Oklahoma and Kentucky. And Daddy, after watching last night's games, the Elite Eight, where Baylor edges Duke and Stanford hits a shot literally at the buzzer to beat Xavier, It depresses me even more. I'm still not over watching, and again, as much as you cannot be over rooting for any Nebraska team losing, I'm beginning to think maybe Nebraska is the second-best team in the country and got beat on Sunday night.
It makes you wonder, Doug. It would have been a lot easier to watch those two teams go out that were higher seeds than Stanford and Duke and beat those guys by 30 points and say, okay, we're just not in that league yet. We got to keep working and we got to get, continue this deal rolling another couple years. Both games, Brittany Griner plays an amazing game as a freshman, and they get a little tip in, a little put back. Then they're able to hang on at the end, and then the shot with point. Literally 0.1 seconds, it's out of her hand, and Stanford holds on and wins that one. It makes you think maybe this team was so much closer than we even anticipated, even heading into this weekend.
Yeah.
That's the sick part.
Yeah, because then you look and say, you know what, we've beaten Oklahoma. Nebraska's beaten Oklahoma. They win that. Stanford all of a sudden doesn't look like they're the beast of all time, which a lot of people across the country thought they were, because their only loss happened to come to Connecticut, and they had stayed number two all season long, and people never thought that Nebraska had a chance. They've got one of the best players in the country in Appel, but Nebraska has one of the best players in the country in Kelsey Griffin. And matchup-wise, it's not like Stanford was extremely quick. I think Nebraska would have matched up with them very well, but now we don't know. And I think that's the frustrating part in Nebraska. I think everybody just kind of wanted to know. The Kentucky thing, that's not a true test, I don't think. And we're going to find out a lot more tonight. Kentucky, Oklahoma. Daddy, right off the start here, does it matter who wins? As far as if you're a Nebraska fan, does it matter who wins that game? You get the Big 12 with Oklahoma, who you've beaten, or Kentucky who beat you, then beats Oklahoma and goes on to their first Final Four and proves that Sunday night was not a fluke.
Well, one thing, it's Oklahoma. Nebraska and Oklahoma have gotten along pretty well for a long, long time in a number of sports. So I think you're cheering for them at the Big 12 flair. You come back to Kentucky, and you come back to a team that really took it at you from the opening tip, basically the whole game long, never lets you recover and get back in that ball game. They're a feisty, young team. I think Kentucky is probably a year removed. I think Oklahoma, and who am I cheering for? I'm going to say Oklahoma. You got a couple more seniors on that team, and I think maybe they can handle the pressure because they've been there before. I think they find a way maybe to get it done tonight. I'm going to cheer for Oklahoma tonight. I think Kentucky, a year from now, could be a team that's very, very dangerous and makes another run right back to where they are right now.
Well, they need to be able to make another run, because if they don't, there's going to be – you got to wonder about what happened this year. But, again, sometimes, as Coach Mitchell said yesterday, you go through it for the first time, you don't realize what's happening, and you don't get to enjoy it, and you're not going to really pay attention to what's going on until after the season's over, maybe after your career, that, hey, you know, back in 2010 – this is what we did for Kentucky basketball.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But there's probably a positive in that, too. You don't know about the pressure, and you really don't realize what's on the line either. You're just going out there straight ahead, you're focused, hey, let's play another basketball game. And you don't realize it. Hey, we're going to go home, and our season's over, and our dreams are crushed. You don't realize that at the time. Hey, you're just running around having some fun. Everybody's going to smile on their face. We saw the girls yesterday afternoon at the press conference. Every one of those girls, smile on their face, loose, you know, I think he sees more seniors. Very, very. You see Montgomery, you see Kelsey Griffin. There weren't a lot of smiles, you know, even before the game. You know, you see them walking around. They were all high five, very intense. Kentucky was as loose as any basketball team the day before a chance to go to the Final Four.
Well, that's usually what underdogs are supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think if Nebraska was playing Stanford or Connecticut, they would be the loose team, saying that's the way you got to approach it. Some of that's coaching as well, and I guess that's where we sit. Coming up on the show today here from the NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City, we will catch up with Michelle Volpel. We weren't able to make contact yesterday from ESPN.com. The national writer who's really been concentrating on the Big 12, done a lot of stories on Nebraska, is a Missouri graduate, and remembers back in the day, she's been covering it for a long time, Mortice Ivy, Karen Jennings. And again, I think there's especially any kid in high school right now that's a female basketball player has no idea who those players were. It when we were talking with Michelle yesterday, it blew my mind that Karen, you know, I knew this, but to think that Karen Jennings is 17 years removed from being a Nebraska basketball player doesn't seem possible. We talked to her last year on the show when she was getting inducted into one of the National Academic Hall of Fames and has moved on to a very successful career, but boy, that just seems like it wasn't that long ago. And has it been that long since the Nebraska women have really been very good? I mean, not just competitive, but very good.
And have mattered, I say. Yeah. You know, until people cared about them. Okay, Nebraska's, they're fifth in the conference. Okay, great. Nobody pays attention.
And I think
Nebraska's undefeated, and they're 18-0. They're 22-0. They're 25-0. Now you got the focus became on that team. Well, part of that was because the men were so bad this year, I think, too. Nebraska loves to cheer for the, you know, get behind a team and support their teams. But when they started to make the run, that put them on the map. I got to think. We saw some younger kids get in the game the other night, probably play more players than Connie Roy normally does. I got to think that maybe just the confidence that these kids were able to come through this year with Montgomery and Griffin, I think that's got to help them. And, say what you want about next year and how far they're going to drop off. I think this team gets one or two key parts. I think it's a team that could be right up there competing, I'm not saying Big 12 titles, you know, for the next 2 years, but they could be in that top three or four, and that's really where you want to position yourself.
And I think, and we'd love to hear your thoughts, so fire off your thoughts to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, whether it's about women's basketball, the men's tournament, or what else is going on. We're getting ready for baseball. We're getting ready for the Masters and the Tiger Woods Crush, which you're going to start hearing a lot about later on this week. Thank goodness the basketball tournaments are going on in baseball, because maybe it won't be 24/7 Tiger Woods, but that's all coming up. What else is going on? Locally, of course, the spring season's going on, but there's not a lot of chatter about that, especially in the spring season until you get conference, district, state when it comes to track, golf, and soccer and everything that's going on. Fire off what you'd like us to be chatting about, what you want to chat about, and your thoughts on Nebraska basketball to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arm Aligning. See the gang for a free estimate on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Again, the address, Doug and, spell out the word, and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I throw this question out, Daddy, because is Kelsey Griffin the best basketball player to ever play at Nebraska? Everybody now is going to say yes, because I don't think anybody paid attention back in the day. I think you only have a small, very small, minute percentage of people that could weigh in on Mortice Ivy, Karen Jennings, and I don't know if there's anybody else you can even put on the list. Kelsey Griffin was part of a team that took them farther than they've ever been, but Karen Jennings really carried that team on her back and maybe the best player that ever played, and Mo Ivy, maybe the first really, really good player that ever played. They had some great players there with South Sioux City connection and Gehring connection, where you had the Robinettes and the Rogers girl, and of course, there have been some spots in there where you thought they were going to take that next step and have been good, but this maybe is the best team that ever played at Nebraska. I think it's the best team that ever played at Nebraska. I think there will be a drop-off next year as well.
And what are you going to do for next year?
I'm going to guarantee you one thing. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I'm going to say, how much women's basketball talk will there be between the end of the national championship game Tuesday night and the start of play next year? Not really practice, but there'll be some stories out there. But how much talk will there be in the off season? It's not going to be like men's basketball,
no.
Baseball, football. I still think they're a long ways away from that point.
Yeah, but Doug, the more teams that get involved, I think the better off they are, and the more storylines that develop, the better off they are. And, you know, when you get Nebraska, go through a conference like the Big 12 and go undefeated, I think it's pretty apparent that they've entered the fray. And you get all these Big 12. The Big 12 teams really seem to rally around one another. I think that you're starting to see more support, more fan support, certainly. Nebraska's biggest crowds of the year this year was for the women all throughout the year. I mean, this didn't come down to the final two or three games when they had their biggest crowds. They were great crowds all along, and I think, you know, that goes to show the support of the people in Nebraska again. But I just think not much is going to be said after the season. You're right on that. But when you're getting more people involved, even the water cooler talk, that's great for the program. That's something that hasn't been there before.
Well, and it was the best program winter sports-wise at Nebraska. Daddy, the bowling team is getting ready to go for a national championship, though, and I'm sure we'll hit that more when we get back in studio tomorrow. I know you're geared up for that.
I'm really looking forward to that.
But, I mean, the women's basketball program did better than wrestling, which had a giant year last year and usually is right there in the top five. The men's team, well, we don't have to go into it. It was just horrible. It's just horrible. And now three players are transferring from the team. It's only going to get worse. And I don't know. Well, I don't know. Is it going to get worse? How can it get worse? But you got some kids that aren't coming back next year. I don't think Nebraska. I don't know if Doc and the boys can keep bringing in the type of players to replace guys that just came in and go, what am I doing here? I can do something somewhere else. And now there's a story in the Lincoln Journal Star today that one of the assistants, Hawaii, is interested in him coming out and being a head coach there. So,
well, he's going to be interested in that and getting out of this deal, doesn't he?
I mean, that'd be a tough gig being at Hawaii. You always think it's easy to recruit, but boy, the travel and all the things that go along with it and the fundraising and the expenses just to be able to travel and do the things they do, and they do have a luxury of getting more people that want to come out to Hawaii. But fan base and all that kind of thing, that would be tough. It's fun to watch Hawaii play, no matter what the sport is, because if they're good, it's interesting, and you just get to see a little bit of warm weather in the wintertime when it comes to football and basketball and even volleyball a little bit. We're going to go to the Debt Popper inbox here, Tony. This comes from El Conquistador, who says, what do I want to talk about? Spring football, you idiots. That might not have been a word he used, but we'll paraphrase a little bit.
Well, okay, here's the deal. I think, you know, we've heard that Rex Burkhead is up 12 pounds. That's very interesting. Just, you know, I've sat around and wondered for hours how he's going to carry that weight. If he's dropped a step, maybe a third of a step. I don't know how that's going to break down. Interested to see how that the Wildcat formation is going with Rex, if he's going to start throwing the football out of it. We may not even need a quarterback this next year because we've got Rex Burkhead, who pretty much just runs around, and then when he does have to go to the bathroom, he pees excellence.
So let's go to, because El Conquistador wants to know a little spring practice. Fourth workout of the spring yesterday for the Huskers, the fourth already, and it's the beginning of the first full week. So a full week of practice. All week they're going to have some practices, not necessarily today. They're not going to practice today, but they did practice yesterday. They're going to practice again on Wednesday. True freshmen Jay Guy and Chase Romy have been working to improve on their fundamentals and knowledge of Nebraska football. Breaking news from Husker camp.
That's great. You know, I think anytime that's what you're going to hear all spring long. And I think Bo Pelini would appreciate us focusing on the women's basketball team.
And this isn't all, though, Daddy. I'm not going to let you get away. There's more Nebraska football news. They utilized both the indoor Hawks Championship Center and the practice fields outside yesterday. So they practiced both inside, outside. Inside, outside. 70 degrees. They were inside, and then they were outside. They were inside.
I wonder where Rex was throwing the football, if he was inside or if he let the outdoor elements affect his throwing motion and how it left his release.
I'd play you the audio, but it's fairly boring. Let's just tell you what Coach Pelini said. Quote, it was good. It was the second day of pads. It was the second day of pads. We did a little live work. We had a good tempo. We got a lot done. Got a lot put in and did a lot of base fundamental work. I like what I've seen so far. Many Huskers have shown early, that's the end of that quote. Many Huskers have shown early promise. This is through 4 days of spring ball, Tony. Sophomore safety Austin Cassidy hopes to pick up where Larry Asante and Matt O'Hanlon left off. So they practice getting thrown over the top of in the first couple of days of spring ball. Here's what Coach Pelini said about Austin Cassidy, the sophomore safety. He's been working at safety, and he's been working at nickel. He's very versatile. He's kind of like a hybrid guy. I'll get to more of that in a moment. I like what he's bringing to the table in a number of different ways. We think he's a good football player. We think he's a good football player. And speaking of hybrids, we're at the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship, brought to you in part by Dynagrow. Dynagrow, growing in your field, representing a national brand that focuses its research on your success, offering only the best seed for your farm. When they step on the farm, they're dedicated to serving you, congratulating the Husker women's basketball team on an outstanding season. Call Dynagrow today, 800-652-9298. 800-652-9298. Grow with the best. Dynagrow. Here comes more email in. We're not done yet. We're not done. Talking about those true freshmen, Jay Guy and Chase Rome, Coach Pelini said they work hard. I think their future is bright, obviously. There is a lot of learning to be done, a lot of technique and fundamental things that they're hearing and seeing for the first time. 4 days in as true freshmen, so they would be seeing this for the first time. Their efforts have been good. They're coming along. The future is bright for both of those guys. We're an athletic team. This is just the next phase of winter conditioning. In winter conditioning, we got a lot done, and we just have to follow it up. We just finished day four, and we have 10 practices left, and we have to keep going and keep getting better. Remember, that final practice, for all you knuckleheads that know there are 15 practices. So Coach Pelini said 4 are done. There's 10 to go. Well, that final one is the spring game. And, Daddy, that spring game, for those that didn't know, Saturday, April 17th, less than 15,000 tickets remain, can be purchased at Huskers.com or 800-8-BIG-RED. And don't forget, First Holiday Tour and Travel and ESPN Superstation are putting together
3-pack.
Oh, it's a 3-pack. It's baseball, it's volleyball, and it's football. The spring football game, followed by the Nebraska-Kansas baseball game, followed by Nebraska-Illinois volleyball that night at 7. We take you down in a deluxe motor coach. We feed you breakfast. You have a tailgate lunch. You get to take part in all three activities. You come back. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for more information or call Holiday Tour and Travel. And, Daddy, there it is, your spring practice update here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, I like that. You know, we're obviously in Kansas City, downtown Marriott, so you get the Kansas City Star in the morning. So you're thinking, well, Kansas State, Missouri, they're all practicing football, you know, spring football is going on all over. Everybody must be so interested in this. Kansas City Star, no, nothing on page one. No, there's 2 and 3, nothing on page 2 and 3 about. Yesterday there was an article about Turner Gill and how new it was and how new everything was from the Mangino era. No, we're down the sports section. There's not an article in here.
And that's why they're losers. That's what Husker fans say. That's why Nebraska's going to win the North. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live in Kansas City on ESPN Radio from the NCAA Women's Basketball Regional, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center and your friends at Dynagrow. We're back with more after this.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
That's the sound of power, the power to get things done. We're Groney's Outdoor Power Center.
There's a revolutionary new mower from Honda. It's called the HRX. It has cruise control, micro-cut twin blades, and a body that's virtually indestructible. With a flip of a handle, Honda's exclusive Versamo system allows you to mulch, bag, or discharge clippings with no attachments required. The Honda HRX. This changes everything.
Call 308-384-5168. Groney's Outdoor Power Center in Grand Island.
As you can probably tell, all this global warming has delayed spring a bit. But the great outdoors and golf await you with some nice weather around the corner. So stop by Indian Head for passes and punch cards. So that way you're ready for warm tee times on Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, Indian Head. Call them at 308-381-4653. That's 308-381-4653. Best season ever by the NU Women's Basketball Program.
He's on fire.
In Kansas City.
He's got 18.
Doug and Daddy will be there through the Lady Huskers competition, featuring special guests from NU, from the Big 12. Doug and Daddy in KC, The Road Show, brought to you by Dynagrow. Grow with Dynagrow. And Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in Rehabilitation. Doug and Daddy, 11 to 1 from Kansas City, on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
Huskers win it by 11.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up around 80. Southwest winds will stay gusty at times around 5 to 15. Skies will stay clear into tonight with a low of 46. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Daddy Show here from Kansas City, side of the NCAA Women's Regional Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperstation.com. Had a great lineup of guests yesterday on the program, and you know, if you miss any of that, go to the website at ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, where with the weather's like this, Daddy.
Courtyard.
Are you kidding me? It was beautiful here yesterday. We did get to go out and enjoy a little bit of Kansas City for the first time. Sunday wasn't really able to do that, but yesterday, catch part of the what was going on. We were in the Power and Light District Sunday. They had all the pep rallies going on before the games, which is right across the street from the Sprint Center, and then spent a little time in the plaza yesterday, and you got to have some of your favorite treats.
Yeah, it was fun to go down there and get to some places we don't normally get to frequent. So Plaza is always a fun time, and especially on a nice spring day. The grass is just so green in Kansas City already. You know, compared, you know, we're only 5 hours from home, and it just seems to be night and day how green things are down here. So hopefully I was going to turn that corner. Doug, the news yesterday, and it was a big deal, kind of made around here, is Cole Aldridge declaring for the NBA draft. And it's an interesting story, and people don't realize, okay, he's a big seven-footer, the play to Kansas, and thank God he's out of our way, and we don't have to play him again. That's how a lot of people look at this. There's really more to this when you look into it a little bit. His parents have been out of work for roughly 3 years.
Ooh.
Both of them. Not just one of them, both of them. And when you start to look at things, his dad was a union sheet metal worker, and has been picking up loose jobs because they just can't find anything. I believe in Bloomington, Minnesota is where they're located. His mom worked in an embroidery business, but the checks that they were writing her for her services were bouncing, so obviously that company went under as well. That's been over 2 years ago. And so they thought maybe a year ago this would be the decision that he would make, and he waited till his junior season, and now just deciding to go pro. And you know, and everybody, his dad's got a couple quotes in the paper today about, you know, everybody says, well, your son's going to make, you know, all these millions of dollars, and he said, you know, it's great, but he said it's going to be my son's name on those checks, and probably help out mom and dad, but you know, you still, you know, you get that self worth, and you want to feel like you're contributing. And his grandma died of lung cancer. The kid's just really been through a lot while he's been at college, and talked about Kansas and Bill Self having these you can go volunteer for boxing workouts in the morning, and you don't have to go. It's something that he thinks helps develop maybe some quickness, and they've got some proven results by it, and how two or three people showed up, you know, kind of off and on. But every day, Cole Aldrich was there. Every one of those boxing workouts, he showed up 30 pounds overweight, got that off them, just continued to improve. And now I think they've got him listed, most people, in the 6 to 10 projected slot of where he will fall in that NBA draft. So I think Bill Self, yesterday, was kind of an emotional deal, saying his time here. His dues have been paid. He owes us nothing. Go make your family a living, and hopefully your mom and dad get back on their feet.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show from Kansas City, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Visit them for excellence in rehabilitation at 211 West 33rd Street in Kearney. You can go online, FamilyPTSC, Physical Therapy Sports Center, FamilyPTSC.com, or give them a buzz, 236-5884 for excellence in rehabilitation, Family Physical Therapy, and Sports Center. They're looking for a new basketball coach at Boston College. They're looking for a new basketball coach at Oregon. Elliot Alayson's got to be going, uh-oh, Tubby Smith's name from Minnesota is being linked to the Oregon job. And, of course, the seven-footer out of Shadron is committed to Minnesota, which brings up an interesting thought. This is where I think kids need to be able to change their mind without having a year of eligibility go against them. If you want to follow your coach, I don't see that there's any problem with that. If you want to make a decision that I want to go to a different school, I think that should be an out for the NCAA.
Doug, I think that's a valid argument. The problem is these coaches, they move so fast, and things start happening, especially when those big time programs, Memphis, Kentucky's, you know, when that all gets thrown into the mix, and you see the coaches, and you see kids that, okay, I'm bringing my kids with me. Oh, there's not enough room on this team. There's pluses and minuses, because you got to get rid of some kids depending on your number situation, and obviously that's something you look at when you're taking a job. You mentioned the Oregon job. Also linked to that is Tom Izzo, who reports are would be offered the biggest contract ever, which Calipari just signed, what, an 8-year, $31, $32 million deal.
And again, for folks that don't realize, how would Oregon draw Tom Izzo away from what he has turned into a dream job? Phil Knight, owner of Nike, would pay the salary, is basically what this comes down to. I guess this would be interesting, because if Izzo, for some reason, would take this job, you would have, especially at this time of the season, a lot of that fundamental talk. Where are your standards as a person? I can't see Tom Izzo leaving Michigan State to try and build. I mean, there's no guarantees that you'd ever make Oregon as good as Michigan State has been and be a power in the Pac-10, and there's no reason you'd have to. Guaranteed money on the table. You wouldn't have to work as hard. I mean, again, I'm not saying he would or wouldn't, but the older you get, you've got the ways you do things, and if it doesn't transcribe at Oregon the way it did at Michigan State, you're just going to go, well, I guess it just isn't the same here. I can't figure it out like I did at Michigan State. Oh, there's still $30 million in my bank account.
You know, and one of the chances that Phil Knight, obviously, is saying nothing right now. This week, this is about my basketball team. We're getting ready to play Butler. That's the focus. Not $30 million. I'm comfortable. You know, there's plenty of people in Michigan suffering around Tom Izzo while he's very financially secure. But, you know, him saying, I have not been contacted. I find that interesting when these stories get out. Not been contacted? I know you want the distraction away from you, but if there's that many reports out there, I don't know why these guys, and I got to think that there's somebody's contacted somebody.
Is that the way that works?
If that's the guy they're interested in, why would they not contact him?
Well, Michigan State?
Yeah.
They can't, because they're still playing.
He's got an name. Somebody has made a phone call.
Well, you think?
Dropped an email.
You think that happens?
You think?
You mean they get beat out Saturday and he's hired Monday?
What? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know what? It'd be an added dimension. You see LA the last 3-4 years playing that defensive style of ball. The Pac-10 was pretty unaccustomed to making their runs the Final Four. Well, that'd throw another team in there to play that defensive style of ball.
You haven't
raped and pillaged their way to a title.
Hey, there's a couple times I haven't known where you are since we've been in Kansas City. You're not getting courted down here, are you?
No, buddy. We got the best talk show in the state, and we proved that yesterday.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got some more sports to talk about in the area, including a Husker baseball player receiving a weekly honor. We're also going to be talking with Michelle Vopel of ESPN.com, her thoughts on what's left here in the women's tournament. I checked out my women's bracket. I took Baylor to beat Tennessee, but I took Duke to beat Baylor. I'd be way up there if Duke would have won last night. I don't think a lot of people had Baylor in the Final Four, so they kind of contrast. But I think I'm going to end up, I'm on the Nebraska page. I'm on the Nebraska fan page. It has over 1,000 entries. I'm 150th or something like that right now. I expect after Connecticut beats Stanford for the national title, I will be in the top 20.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't have a lot left. I only got two of the Final Four, and that's UConn and Stanford, which probably everybody else has as well. We're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love to hear from you. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to talk a little golf. And as we go into break here, NASCAR, if you're going to run on a go-kart track, just tell us that. We'll be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the NCAA Women's Basketball Regional in Kansas City, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This is the sound of vicious, angry weasels. This is their cage door opening in my car. This is me earlier, searching online for a pet store. I ran out of their food. A map would have helped. And a phone number. Not every pet store sells weasel chow, it turns out. It would have been good to know that.
Yahoo Search delivers local business info, maps, ratings, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time, I'm using Yahoo Search.
Sears Automotive Center.
I think my past mechanics have been overcharging me.
Well, Sears Blue Automotive Crew does the opposite by offering price matching on any offer you bring in, guaranteed.
How?
We match the lowest price no matter what.
On just one thing?
On maintenance services and tires.
Okay, because my old guy said for the price of an oil change, he'd throw in a free Bertoxian Java needle.
That doesn't exist, sir, but if it did, we'd match it.
Blast it!
The Sears Automotive Center offers price matching to get you the best price guaranteed. Now, Guardsman tires as low as $29.98, plus Michelin up to $120 off, including mail and rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
The Huskers are back in 2010 with a top 10 start dancing in their heads. Will they get there? Find out.
It's going to be a challenge, a great challenge.
John Callahan's reports from Nebraska's spring football camp come to you twice daily, 7:51 in the morning, 12:21 in the afternoon, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There are a lot of great expectations, high expectations, but that's what makes it a good job.
1460 and 1550.
With a high temperature up around 80, southwest winds will stay gusty at times around 5 to 15. Skies will stay clear into tonight with a low of 46. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
And welcome back to Kansas City and the NCAA Regional with the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, Excellence in Rehabilitation. Visit them online at familyptsc.com or visit them at 211 West 33rd Street in Kearney. Contact them at 236-5884. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis here in Kansas City, where, folks have just enjoyed a great breakfast this morning. We were talking with some more of the fine folks here. People don't realize that the majority of the folks here are volunteers. That's how they put their bids in, and that's how they secure, volunteers for everything from the news conferences to taking care of the teams to shuttling the media to doing things for the teams, the media, at all the different motels, Chamber of Commerce, all types of things like that. It's just a lot of volunteers.
You talk about the facilities needed and what they want to have. And the Sprint Center, certainly lived up to that billing. But people don't understand this. As far as the media facilities go, and then the number of people, and I'm sure there'd be three times as many for a men's event probably than there would be a women's event. That's nothing against the women's game. I'm not taking a shot at the women's game. People covering, it'd just be more. There's literally a meeting room that is set up that is probably 10,000 square feet. I would say a conservative estimate, 10,000 square feet, with computer lines, phone lines. The shuttles run, people, till 3 in the morning because there's people are meeting deadlines all over.
Some of us work late.
Some of you work late.
That's exactly
and
right.
I didn't include me in that. I said some of you work late.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox, and we'd love to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brett chimes in. He says, great story on Cole Aldrich.
Yeah, that, story. Yeah, and then he says, can we please talk about women's basketball again? Okay, that, thanks, Satan.
Coming up, Michelle Vopel from ESPN.com. But we did want to talk about a couple of other things that are going on in the world of sports here today. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here you go. Here you go, folks. You want more spring football? Ladies and gentlemen, Bo Pelini.
I know it's early, but with him starting to hit, anybody separating at all?
No, it's too early. But I like I said, I like the group as a whole. And, I believe like this is a group overall as a football team. We're way ahead of where we were a year ago. But, you know, there's still a lot of learning to be done.
Let's hear more from Bo Pelini.
It was good. We had a second day of pads, really. We did a little scrim, a little live work in there. And we've got good tempo. We've got a lot done, a lot of blocks put in, a lot of good base fundamental work, and I like what I've seen so far.
There you go, Bo Pelini from spring practice yesterday. If that doesn't put a bow or a cherry on top of spring football coverage here on the Doug and Daddy Show, I don't know what does. Straight from the coach himself.
It's interesting, Doug, if you consider spring football interesting at all, you go back to basically, whether you're a fifth-year senior or whether you're an incoming freshman that showed up in January to be a part of this team, you go back to, if you're defensive back, here is your initial step. Everything goes back to the very first fundamental, and they build on that. So if you're in your fourth, fifth year, it's bartender, it's a long, not a fun deal. You're basically trying to go through the motion and stay uninjured, which is all repetition learning again.
Let's talk about a couple of things that have been going on outside of the women's tournament and outside of spring football. And Nebraska's Tom Lemke named the co-Big 12 Pitcher of the Week for his performance Sunday against 12th-ranked Oklahoma. Nebraska got the bats going. He was doing a great job. It ended up being 10-0. It was a three-hit shutout over seven innings because of the 10-run mercy rule in the Big 12 baseball. The game ends after seven innings when it's a 10-0 game. And so Lemke, co-Big 12 Pitcher of the Week. And the Huskers will be hosting North Dakota State tonight at 6:35. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:35, you can hear tonight's baseball game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Hastings College baseball team is hosting York. This will be probably the best day to play baseball so far this year, and you'll be able to hear that on 1230 AM KHAS. UNK softball team went 1-2 on Sunday against Western New Mexico, again at home. The softball team seems to have some struggles offensively, and if it's not, it seems to be a lot of what happened last year. When they hit, they can't pitch. When they do both, they can't field. And they haven't been able to put it together. All three games were fairly close, and UNK went 1-2. And UNK baseball and softball, softball getting ready to take on UNO today in what is always a good battle between those schools. Baseball team off until Thursday when they head out to Mesa for conference play. And finally, UNK golf. The men's team finished third out of 10 at the Wayne State Invite yesterday. Chris Kelzer led the way, finishing in second. The Ropers were only six strokes behind first place St. Cloud State. The host Wayne State got second. The women finished fifth in the field. Sarah Wissing out of Hastings led the way for UNK, also finishing fifth individually for the Loper golf team. And it's nice when you don't have to put on 700 layers of clothes to swing a golf club at this time of the year.
Just going
to
say, you feel all bundled up and people wearing gloves and stuff. And I'm not talking golf gloves. I'm talking between shots and getting heavy gloves on. That's not much fun playing golf out there. But, you know, early in the year, pretty good scores coming in from the Lopers.
Yeah, good start. Best that I remember in recent memory. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That is the place to go if you want to send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox. We will also be hearing from Michelle Vopel from ESPN.com in just a moment as we continue on until 1 o'clock here from the NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Tournament in Kansas City. Daddy, back to that. Exciting finishes last night, both for Duke, the Duke-Baylor game, and the Stanford game. The guts to think that you can make it end-to-end and get around a couple of players, and Xavier's going to be running that through their mind all night long, how they blew that. And I would hate to be the young lady that missed back-to-back wide-open layups in the last 10 seconds there. Xavier could have been up by two, then that driving bucket only ties the ball game. But the same young gal missed back-to-back wide-open layups underneath the hoop in that 15 to 10 second mark. And then Stanford got the rebound, called the timeout, went the length of the floor, and scored the ball, leaving her hand with 0.1 seconds on the clock.
I want to know how you do that, time that close. There's just as good a chance that she held on to it, you know, a split second too long, then getting off. It's really a truly amazing deal.
It shows you the experience of Coach Vandeveer. She said, you know what, if we don't get the shot off, we're going to overtime. Nothing bad is going to happen here. We're going to try and get down there as close as we can and get the shot off. And I'm guessing in the back of their minds they know how long that play takes. I'm sure it's happened in practice before, maybe in a game sometime. But, again, a Stanford team that's not in a lot of close games had to run something that they probably haven't run all year.
You know, but I get it, that would happen. I mean, if you practice that play, and that's something you do at the end of practices and to simulate game situation, that's fine. But, you know, that's fine, Colt McCoy. Let's do it with a half a second more on the clock than 0.1, all right? Well, I knew how much time was left.
What a kill.
Yeah, right, you did, Colt. Liar.
Hey,
and his pants just... catching on fire in flames.
Well, they know there's not a lot of time left if you want your gear ready for baseball and softball season. And Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center has all the name brands when it comes to baseball gloves, when it comes to baseball bats, softball, or baseball. They can get your uniforms, your hats, your travel bags. Order them today. Steve and the gang will be more than helpful to get you your uniforms, get you your gear before the season begins, and it's not that far away. In fact, you know, a lot of the kids, especially in the Class A level, have already started working for the Spring Legion season, and so Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. If you're the man in blue or gray or silver or whatever it is they wear now behind the plate, because there's seven different uniforms, maybe you don't have all seven.
Yeah, maybe that's your problem. Maybe you need to get the other five you don't have.
Misco's has it. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Late night Thursday on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, Misco's Sports. When we come back, Michelle Vopel from ESPN.com will join us, so stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. NCAA Tournament, March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up around 80. Southwest winds will stay gusty at times around 5 to 15. Skies will stay clear into tonight with a low of 46. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show, live from Kansas City in the NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Tournament, where Oklahoma takes on Kentucky tonight. The game will tip off at around 8:10 on ESPN. The first game tonight will be Connecticut's destruction of Florida State. And we are brought to you in part in Kansas City by the fine folks at Dyna-Grow. When they step onto your farm, they're dedicated to serving you, offering only the best seed for your farm. Representing a national brand that focuses its research on your success, it's Dyna-Grow. Contact Dyna-Grow, your local dealer, or 800-652-9298. If you don't know who your local dealer is, they'll point them in your direction. They're all a bunch of great guys. We've got to work with them for the last few years, last few planting seasons. And, Daddy, it's not all just corn.
No, gosh. Everlast alfalfa, too. It lasts forever.
Grow with the best. Congratulating the Huskers on a great season. Dyna-Grow, growing in your fields, Daddy.
Oh, it's going in everyone's fields.
Well, tonight the regional championship has Oklahoma taking on Kentucky. We're still depressed about that, but that's okay. It should be a great basketball game. We're pleased here on the Doug and Daddy Show to be joined by Michelle Vopel of ESPN.com, who has been covering all of the tournament. And really, for folks that have been watching and reading on the net, a lot of stories on the Nebraska basketball team, because they have been a story. Michelle, first off, thanks for joining us on the show. And I guess before we preview the game tonight, let's take a look at what you learned about Nebraska basketball this year, and a great piece yesterday on Kelsey Griffin.
This is a season I hope that all the Nebraska fans won't think about the last game. To think about how much joy that this program brought to the state of Nebraska. And this is, I think, something that can be maintained. I think that's the important thing, is to not feel like this is the end of something and we'll never see it again. All you have to do is look at Oklahoma. That's a program that lost Courtney Paris, the all-time best rebounder in the history of women's basketball, lost her sister, lost Whitney Hand to an injury, and they're still one step away from a Final Four. I think Nebraska has to look at that program as a model that you keep building. It's tough to lose six seniors, especially Kelsey Griffin. But you do have some really good players coming back, and Dominique Kelly really impressed me with how she played in the NCAA tournament, and she's going to be one of, you know, probably the leader of this team along with Lindsay Moore next year.
So when you look at Nebraska and how far in 1 year, and now Kelsey's a little bit removed because she gets that extra year with the foot injury, but to come in and to rattle off the number of wins and go 30-0 in the conference, how unbelievable of a task is that when, in hindsight, looking back on that?
It was a pretty amazing thing to see, because this is a team that had a lot of talent and played well together, but there were times when they were going against teams that I think had as much talent as them, and there were teams that had more talent than them. And the fact that they played so well the system, Connie Ewer is a very good coach. She really does understand how to game plan, and I think she probably came into that Kentucky game knowing that if things went the way that they did, Nebraska would be in trouble. And then the answer to that is to have a few more athletes to be able to play with a team like Kentucky, because Kentucky's style, you're not going to see that go away. I do think that's a lot of the future of women's basketball, because speed wins in every sport.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because you go back to Nebraska football days when Tom Osborne, and they finally decided, we've got to get faster, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We've got to get faster. Is that something Connie Ewer takes from last night's game and says, hey, in my recruiting, not only do we'd love to have this size, but we got to get faster?
Amazing how everything goes back to football in Nebraska.
Well, that's okay, though, because I think I always go back to that myself, talking about any sport. You always talk about football, what matters the most, and you think of so many things, but it all really does come back to speed, and that was a great example, what Nebraska had to do in football. It's the same thing in women's basketball. You do have to be a quick team, and I think that there's the good thing is this did put Nebraska on the map. People who may not have thought about that program before saw that program on national television. It's a great school to go to. It's a wonderful place for student-athlete to go and really feel appreciated, and that's something that Connie Ewer can use in recruiting.
We're seeing a few new teams like Nebraska and Kentucky do something good this year. Are we starting to see more good teams in women's basketball, a transition, even though we still Tennessee, still Connecticut, still Stanford? Are we seeing some new faces? Will we continue to see new faces?
I think we will. One of the unfortunate things about UConn's winning streak the last 2 years is I think it obscures the fact that you have so many good teams. I mean, look at this tournament. We have the 3 and the 4 seed playing for the regional final here, not the 1 and the 2. You have Baylor, another number 4, which has won a national championship, and don't want to forget about their national championship in 2005, but they knocked off a number 1. You go over to, you know, the UConn bracket, and I think everybody expected they were going to get through that bracket. But you go out to Stanford, and, you know, that's a bracket where the number 2 got knocked out, too. So, you know, in terms of parity, people may scoff at it because they say UConn's winning these games by 40 points. And I'm like, if you can look past UConn, you see a lot of parity, and we're seeing it here in Kansas City.
So how long will UConn be at the top of the mountain, in your opinion?
Well, you know, it was just 2 years ago Tennessee won 2 in a row, and that's something to remember. It sometimes seems like this winning streak has gone on for 10 years, kind of like UCLA's did, but it has been 2 years. Tina Charles graduates. Maya Moore has been spectacular. So next year may be some vulnerability because they don't have Tina Charles inside, but it's going to be interesting. Baylor plays UConn next year, and I don't want to say UConn's already got this championship wrapped up. We don't want to say that, although they look pretty good for it. But I have a feeling if they make it through undefeated this season, it does stop at some point next season.
So I don't know how well you follow the top 100 to 150 of girls recruiting the high school seniors that they're going to college. How much of an impact will Nebraska's season? Will they attract that level of talent that maybe they've never attracted before in the history of Nebraska women's basketball?
I think that's the big key, and we saw that with Oklahoma when they made the first Final Four back in 2002. That's how they got the Paris Twins, because suddenly they were on the map, and they got them out of California because they'd seen this program. And it's the same thing with people seeing Nebraska. With kids, their sense of history lasts about a year or two. That's all they know, and they're like, well, I saw Nebraska on television last night. They must be good. This is a time to capitalize on. This year's juniors, the kids who haven't committed already, I do think that Nebraska can get on some of these kids and also look at the crowds that the Nebraska program got this year. It proves that if you put a winning product out in Nebraska, I don't care what sport it is, if you put a winning product, people will come and support it. And that is something that you don't see every place. Some teams win and they don't get the support, and you do it in Nebraska.
Michelle Vopel from ESPN.com joining us for another couple minutes. Let's get to this championship game between Oklahoma and Kentucky. Even from the game last night, everybody thinks that it's going to be almost a mirror image of what the Nebraska matchup is, only even tougher in the post against their Kentucky quickness. How closely does Nebraska and Oklahoma resemble each other as far as Kentucky attacking them?
One thing that Oklahoma has a big advantage on is they have probably, I think, as quick a point guard as in women's college basketball, on Danielle Robinson. I've not seen anybody be able to stop her from getting to the rim, and I think that is, including Connecticut, she was able to get to the rim against them. So as good a point guard as Lindsay Moore is, Danielle does have a little bit more speed, and she has more experience. So that's one thing that could, I don't want to say it's not going to negate Kentucky's defense, but it's going to help. The other advantage is I felt like last night Nebraska really just it got killed on the boards. There's no other way to put it. Kelsey was the only player who was really rebounding. If I read the stat sheet right, nobody else had more than 2 rebounds. You can't have that against a team like Kentucky that isn't big but really gets rebounds, you know, because they're so quick. With Oklahoma, with Amanda Thompson and with Abby Olajuwon, they rebounded so well. If they're able to do that same thing that they did against Notre Dame, I think they can, again, sort of negate the quickness that Kentucky has to the boards, and that's going to be a big factor, those 3 players. And then if Nyasha Stevenson can come in and hit some big shots like she did, I do think Oklahoma can win this game, but it's going to be, I do think it's going to be very competitive.
It may be competitive, but if they shoot 50% again, I mean, that's really the key. And we were talking before the interview a little bit, Michelle. That's really the key. You thought, well, they're quick and they're going to cause some problems for Nebraska. They're going to cause some problems for everybody. But if they shoot the ball 50%, this is a team that's not going to go to the Final Four. This is a team vying for a national title.
I think that's what was so impressive last night. And I don't know if they can replicate that. That's going to be the big key, because when you can play that kind of pressure defense, you can. I felt like last night it seemed like Nebraska was playing uphill the whole game. it just seemed like they could never, ever get, even you know, in the beginning of the game, I felt like they were never in control of the pace. And then when you have a team that's doing that to you defensively and hitting shots, that's like the kiss of death in basketball to have to face that. And I think you're right. If they're able to do that, shoot that well, it is going to be tough for Oklahoma. But the big key, I think, again, Oklahoma's post game, I think if they show up better, and not to disparage Nebraska's post game, but I don't think it showed up as well last night as it needed to for them to win that game.
Finally, Michelle, you remember Mo Ivey, Karen Jennings. Nebraska's had the opportunity to take that next step and really have never been able to string together a ton of successive years. Kelsey Griffin, you got a chance to, as we said, get some comments from her, her legacy, and what Nebraska has to do now to use this to keep it going.
One of the advantages for Kelsey's legacy is it's happening now when there's so much more coverage. You know, we talked about before we came on air about Mo Ivey. I remember her because I went to Missouri I was there from 83 to 87, so I saw her in person. So to me, she's not just a name, you know, in a record book that you know, I don't have any memory of. I know what she looked like. I know how good of a player she was, but most people don't. I don't know if there's even very much video on her. And even Karen Jennings in 1993, there's not nearly the amount of video or the amount of ways that people could have watched her play. Kelsey got a lot of attention, all well-deserved this year. People got to see her play. And the other thing, she's going to keep playing. She's going to be in the WNBA. And all of her success now as a professional player is still going to have Nebraska behind her name. Kelsey Griffin from Nebraska. And that's also a big advantage for the Huskers, is if you have a player that stays in the spotlight, admittedly, it's a small spotlight in women's basketball, but you have a player who stays in that spotlight as a professional, that helps your program.
Yes, she went to the University of Missouri, but she is no way, shape, or form related to Gabby Armin in any way. There would be no reason to email right now. There's no reason for any anger. This is Michelle Vogel from ESPN.com. Michelle, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Michelle, thanks so much. And don't forget, you can check out her work on ESPN.com. Had a very nice article on Kelsey Griffin the night after the Nebraska loss to end the season. So go to ESPN.com, the women's basketball page. You can still check that out, as Michelle Vogel has been doing some great work. She continues to do so, and she'll follow the NCAA women's basketball tournament as it wraps up. And again, tonight's games will be the first game, UConn and Florida State in Dayton, Ohio. They'll tip that off at 6:05, and then here in Kansas City, Oklahoma will be taking on Kentucky. We'll hear some comments from Coach Matt Mitchell of Kentucky and Sherry Cole of Oklahoma in the second half of our program, as we continue with the Doug and Daddy Show live from the NCAA Women's Regional Tournament here in Kansas City, brought to you in part by Dynagrow. Dynagrow, dedicated to serving you, offering only the best seed for your farm. Growing with the best. Call Dynagrow today, 800-652-9298. Congratulating the Lady Huskers on an outstanding season. Dynagrow, growing in your fields. We'll take a break and be back with more from Kansas City on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio right after this.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. Here's a look at your market update at this hour. Not a whole lot of trading going on as far as the grains go. In fact, well, soybeans have slipped some as the day has progressed. Corn down a fraction penny at 356 3/4 for May. Soybean now breaking even at 967.5. Soybean meal's up 2 now at 279 for May. Soybean oil is down 55 cents at 38.72 for May. Kansas City wheat is up 4.5 at 4.78 for May, and July is up 3.5 at 4.88 1/4. So about the same as it was earlier this morning. Of course, traders are kind of getting ready for USDA reports, which will be coming out tomorrow. You have the grain stocks report at 7:30, along with prospective plannings. Those two are the big reports that will be coming out tomorrow morning. As far as corn goes, they're kind of keeping an eye on also the warmer, drier weather in the Midwest this week. That'll help benefit the spring field work. Soybeans, they're watching what China is planning on doing. The soy oil market is lower on talk that China may end up restricting imports of soybean oil. Also, Argentina, and watching that, is there some ideas that Argentine port strike may be resolved this week. The wheat, the grain stocks report's the main thing that they're watching for, and it could be showing large amounts of wheat for this time of year. So, once again, abundant supply of wheat, but that's been going on
for the past couple of years. Moving over to the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle is up 32 cents at 95.70 for April. Feeder cattle is down 12 cents at 108.25 for April. And lean hogs are still showing strength after yesterday, up 87 cents for April at 72.75. Switching to energy, crude oil is up 14 cents at 82.31 for May. Diesel unchanged, 212. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. It's a Gray Angus production sale Saturday, April 3rd at 1 o'clock Mountain Time in Mullen, Nebraska. Selling will be 120 lots of performance bred yearling Angus bulls, sons of leading AI series, In Focus, Final Answer, Net Worth, 338, Image Maker, and more. Also selling 20 purebred commercial yearling heifers, free delivery within 200 miles, volume discounts, refund for taking bull home on sale day, first breeding season guaranteed. www.grayangus.com. A program with a purpose, a family with a commitment.
You know, friends, farmers everywhere are talking about precision farming. Should I do it or not? Where do I get good information? Well, we do what we did at the Ponderosa. We called Record Harvest, the area's full-line Trimble Ag Leader, precision ag dealer. Your one-stop shop, folks, from Trimble Ag Leader, True Count, NORAC, Green Seeker, they have it all. Plus, they have the knowledge and the service to back it up. Pretty important to me. Call them toll-free at 866-326-8401. See them on the net at recordharvest.com.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
This is continuing coverage of NCAA Championship Basketball. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Nebraska freshman Tom Lemke has been named the Pitcher of the Week in the Big 12 Conference. Lemke tossed a three-hit shutout against 12th-ranked Oklahoma on Sunday as Nebraska won 10-0 in seven innings. He established career best in strikeouts and innings pitched as he took a no-hitter through four and a third innings and handed Oklahoma their first regular season shutout since 2007. The Huskers will host North Dakota in a two-game series beginning tonight at 6:35. Pre-game show begins at 6:04 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska softball team will open up a six-game homestand today with a doubleheader against Drake. The Bulldogs are currently 18-7. The Huskers will then host South Dakota on Wednesday. Both doubleheaders get underway at 3. The University of Hawaii is reportedly interested in Nebraska men's assistant basketball coach Walter Ruiz. Hawaii head coach Gib Arnold, who was hired on March 20th, has three assistant coaching spots to fill. Ruiz joined Doc Sadler's staff in Nebraska in 2008. The Hastings College baseball team will play host to York College tonight out at Duncan Field. The Broncos are 8-14 in the season after splitting two games with Briar Cliff over the weekend. The Panthers are 25-6. They have won 13 games in a row. First pitch will be at 6 o'clock and 12:30 KHIS will broadcast beginning with the pregame show at 5:45. College baseball action from yesterday in the GPAC. Concordia took two from Briar Cliff. Dakota Wesleyan swept a doubleheader from Doan. Mount Marty took a pair from Nebraska Wesleyan. And Dana took two games from Dort. The Hastings College softball team will battle Dana tonight at the Smith Softball Complex. The Broncos are 8-12 in the season. They are 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Vikings are 5-6. They have yet to play a conference game. Game times will be at 5 and at 7. The Nebraska Kearney softball team will play a doubleheader against Nebraska Omaha today. Action gets underway at 2. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
To the Doug and Daddy Show here in Kansas City. The NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Final tonight between Kentucky and Oklahoma. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis into our second hour live from Kansas City, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in Rehabilitation, FamilyPTSC.com. Check them out online, FamilyPTSC.com, or visit them at 211 West 33rd Street in Kearney, 236-5884, the number for Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. As more folks are starting to get rolling on the day here and get geared up as the team's going through their walkthroughs and shoot-arounds this morning, and Oklahoma and Kentucky will play tonight. We'll hear from the coaches. Don't forget to vote on our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who will win the men's national championship? Will anybody vote for Butler? Butler, Duke, Michigan State, West Virginia, go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on the poll question. Obviously, the last poll question, how far will the Nebraska women go? Tony, pretty much everybody that voted was wrong because nobody thought that they were going to go out in the Sweet 16. But that is what happened, and now we'll have to see if Kentucky can knock out their second straight Big 12 team tonight in Oklahoma.
Yeah, kind of a funny story here. I actually ran into a guy, Doug, the other night after the game in the Power and Light District, the McFadden's, and he said, hey, you're Big Daddy, right? And I said, yeah. He said, I played in your golf tournament last year, and I won a Sun Heat Sun System. True story. I know T-Bone's listening in Grand Island. He's working at the Y right now in Grand Island. I want to give a shout-out to him because he listens faithfully, I understand, every day.
Cool. Well, we have more great prizes, and probably looking forward to doing that again this summer. Can't wait to get out and lose some more golf balls this summer. Always one of the highlights of the year. Daddy, before we talk a little bit more about the women, let's look at the men's tournament. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. The Vegas point spreads are both very close. Duke a slight favorite over West Virginia, which I thought was a little bit surprising. And maybe that's just because Duke falls into that Chicago Cubs kind of mentality where people are in Nebraska football, where people are going to bet them no matter what. And that has a lot to do with it as well. And then Butler is favored over Michigan State.
Yeah, that's probably the one that stands out to you. Go, ooh, really? That's maybe the interesting one out there. There's a little unknown Butler University. Yeah, it's a home floor and whatnot, but they are actually installed as a favorite over Michigan State, albeit a 1.5-point favorite, so it's not that big of a deal. It'll be interesting to see. I think it could be one of those deals where the first 5 minutes of both of those games, and I think there'll be a lot more points scored, obviously, in that second one. Teams getting up and down, want to shoot the three a lot more, especially if you get Shires on fire for Duke, want to shoot the three more. But you've got Butler and Michigan State. You know, it might be a 48-44 ball game when it's all said and done. But points will be at a premium in that one. But interesting article about basically Indiana and hoops lore in the USA Today. If you're interested in that sort of thing, Mike Lopresti writes an interesting column about all the things that have to do with basketball, French Lick, and how far it is in proximity to the Lucas Oil Dome, and it just goes on. There's about 40 different things that he includes in there, but it's pretty interesting if you want to follow that.
We go to the Dead Popper inbox. Cubs fan Chris in Kearney says, never compare Duke to the Cubs in anything. That's right, Duke wins. Anyway, that one's for you, Chris in Kearney. Beaner?
No, it's not our friend Beaner.
I'll tell you what, we will see a lot of people going around. Just to update the odds, Butler is now leaning towards maybe a 2-point favorite, 1.5 to 2-point favorite over Michigan State. Duke now a 2.5-point favorite over West Virginia. They opened at 2, Butler opened at 1.5. Some more games going on tonight, the NIT semifinals. You've got North Carolina taking on Rhode Island. Rhode Island, it's a pick 'em to Rhode Island by one. Can you edit? And then Mississippi taking on Dayton, and Dayton favored by one. And then Pacific and Missouri State, is this his best, or no, VCU and St. Louis, Commonwealth and St. Louis, that tournament where they play the best 2 out of 3. A little weird once you get to the finals. But the CBI tournament, Virginia Commonwealth won the first game last night. And then you've got Pacific and Missouri State going to wrap up in the championship game of the College Insider Tournament. And Missouri State's hosting that. They beat out Creighton in the semifinals last week.
I got to think you'd want the stage with college basketball, you get down to the Final Four. I would want these other games done the week before. Let us have the main stage, and I don't want 1% of the time devoted to any of these other teams this close to the Final Four. You know, their season should have been wrapped up. They weren't good enough to be in the tournament. Why are they still having the opportunity to play? I don't get that.
Are you hating?
They're just, you know, it's just Everybody gets a ribbon once again. Let's get another tournament going.
Sean Callahan's going to be coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about our daily spring football update, Daddy. So if you miss some spring football news in that first hour, we're going to have a spring football update from Sean Callahan coming up here in just a few moments.
I'm fired up. I know you are, too.
I thought you would be. I thought you would be. Dead Popper inbox is wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'd love to hear your comments as we get ready for tonight's championship game here between Kentucky and Oklahoma. Matt Mitchell, the head coach at Kentucky, joined us last week, of course, on the Doug and Daddy Show and talked about his great basketball team. And yesterday had a chance to get some more comments from Coach Mitchell, and he talked about his SEC Player of the Year, Victoria Dunlap, and, of course, in the game against Nebraska, she, as I mentioned yesterday, seemed to really negate Corey Montgomery. I don't think they brought up as much about her defense in that game as they did her offense. She had 18 points. She was 7 of 13 from the field, kept a lot of balls alive, but 18 points, 7 rebounds. Their rebounding was so much more balanced. They had 6 players with 4 or more rebounds, according to the official stats sheet, and she had the most with 7 as they, thank you, 36-25 out-rebounding Nebraska. But Coach Mitchell talking about Victoria Dunlap.
Well, I think Victoria played in a very good high school program, and she played in a very good with a very good club in the summer that competed at the highest level nationally. So I think she was very familiar with basketball at as high as the level can get in the summer and in high school. And I think her parents really did a great job of giving her opportunities to compete. You know, she was a national, she's an All-American in high school track, and track's a very competitive sport. You have to get yourself mentally prepared to run a race or compete in an event. So she showed up really equipped to compete at this level. And while her game was not by any means complete when she got to us, she was able right away to get in defensively and function at a high level, and she just has so much desire on the defensive end of the floor to make plays. So she did arrive probably equipped better than most freshmen to compete at this level.
And, of course, she's out of Nashville, Tennessee, Tony, and that's kind of the backdrop there. How did she not end up at the University of Tennessee in Pat Summitt?
Yeah, maybe making a little name for herself but going elsewhere. You would have thought the obvious place, if you're an All-American in high school, you just follow the Pat Summitt way and you go there and win national championships and go to Final Fours there. I guess you do it on your own and go to Final Fours on your own, maybe help build another program, maybe do a little bit more with Victoria Dunlap instead of the Tennessee moniker above your name.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I wonder if the Huskers will schedule Kentucky next year. Could be interesting. Wonder if there'll be some other teams interested in playing Nebraska next year. Wonder if Nebraska, being a little rebuilding year, will be interested in playing some of those teams. They've had some good home-and-home series. We'll talk a little bit about that.
They haven't shied away from anybody.
No.
This has been a great schedule from start to finish with the women.
They travel to Miami. Now it's time for teams to travel into Lincoln, I think. And that could be a more exciting part of how all this has panned out, is that some teams may now, some national powers may now be willing to travel into Lincoln and play the Huskers instead of Nebraska seeking out your Ohio States, your LSUs, who they have played here the last couple of years. We'll take a break. We're back with more from the NCAA Women's Regional Tournament in Kansas City, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, right after this.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
Are you hungry? Do you know someone who is hungry? CPI's Midas Service Centers and the Mr. Tire locations are working with our local communities and you to collect food to feed those people who are in need. During the entire month of April, You can drop off your food donations to any one of the following locations: Midas Auto Service Centers in Kearney and Grand Island, or any Mr. Tire location throughout South Central Nebraska, including Hastings. You receive a $5 coupon redeemable at any CPI Midas Service Center or any CPI Mr. Tire location for vehicle service work or tires. CPI wants to thank everyone for your participation in donating food for the local food bank. Remember, a 1 pound or more food donation to CPI gets you a $5 coupon and will help meet the needs of those who are less fortunate. CPI thanks you for your help.
When you need a battery,
laptop,
got it.
Any kind of battery.
Cell phone,
got it.
There's only one name you need to remember.
Camera, key fob,
got it.
The Interstate All Battery Center has every battery for every need.
But do you have a battery for this?
Got it.
We will have it, find it, or build it. Guaranteed. So when you need a battery, any battery, visit the Interstate All Battery Center, Highway 281, Grand Island.
Now open Saturdays, 9 to 2.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Are back in 2010 with a top 10 start dancing in their heads. Will they get there? Find out.
It's going to be a challenge, a great challenge.
John Callahan's reports from Nebraska's spring football camp come to you twice daily, 7:51 in the morning, 12:21 in the afternoon, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There are a lot of great expectations, high expectations, but that's what makes it a good job.
1460 and 1550.
We'll see sunshine and some scattered high clouds across portions of the area this afternoon with a high temperature around 80. Southwest winds will also stay gusty at times to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight with clear skies, we'll dip back to 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
And welcome back to Kansas City, home of the NCAA Women's Regional Basketball Tournament. The Doug and Daddy Show brought to you in part by our friends at Dyna-Grow. Grow with Dyna-Grow, 1-800-652-9298, offering only the best seed for your farm. Tony, again, sometimes, like in Nebraska football, you can always compare to that. You know some of the non-conference teams that you're going to play in the future. There is no women's basketball schedule out as of yet, but you'll look back at that and some of the teams that Nebraska played this year, and I'll mention the non-conference teams. Davidson is a team that can be coming up, but you got a UNLV, you recognize that, a Washington State, St. Mary's, maybe you know them more for their men's program, what they did this year, Miami of Florida, LSU, Vermont, and then they got into the Big 12 schedule, and of course, Creighton, who should have been in the tournament, but got upset by Northern Iowa in the Mo Valley Conference Championship. Do you think Nebraska, who would you like to see him play? I mean, they've got him out there. I think the LSU home-and-home is done. They played Ohio State the two previous years, so they're going to be setting themselves up for another home-and-home. I think they have to go out to Washington State this year as part of that Pac-10 Big 12 challenge. That's how they played Washington State. Who would you like to see him play? I think Miami comes here.
Well, if you follow the Nebraska women's game at all or Nebraska girls basketball at all, would Connie Yori go out and schedule an NC State? NC and bring Marissa Kostanek back from Lincoln Southeast. Will she go schedule a Purdue? That's where KK Hauser went, a Lincoln girl. And maybe those are big-name programs. I just think anytime you're getting name recognition like that, anytime, LSU, UNLV. Now, LSU wasn't the one or two seed this year like they have been in the past, but they were, what, the seventh seed, I believe, going into this tournament for the women's side of things. So, that's a top 30 team. Like anywhere you want to test yourselves and you want to, as long as you're not playing people you don't understand, Baltimore, Maryland County, no. Sam Houston State, no. Anytime, any of these recognizable names, I'm all for it. Great. The more the merrier, I say.
Do they shoot high?
You got to. You got to.
Do you call Stanford? Do you call Connecticut? Say we'll come out. Do you call somebody like that, or do you keep it kind of in your ballpark right now?
You know, any time you're going to play one of those programs, you're drawing the interest to yourselves. That's what you want. You want people to notice you. And if you, I don't know why you'd shy away from that right now, especially when you got a young team. Maybe needs to learn some lessons, and I'm not sure losing, you know, helps you, you know, kind of helps you along the way, maybe helps you mature a team. But facing the best competition in the nation certainly wouldn't hurt anything.
Well, and I have to wonder too, as you look at that, there's no Big Ten team on the schedule. Basically, the nearest conference that you have.
Why wouldn't Iowa be? I mean, that should
be
regular.
Why would you play somebody from the Big Ten conference? I don't care who it is. I mean, they did have Ohio State. You got to stay with somebody in the SEC. They're right there, comparable as far as a national power as a conference. You're not looking at having 8 or 10 powerhouse schools, which they never have. But they don't want to drop off. They don't want to start losing. You know, teams may have thought, well, Nebraska, we'll kind of reverse, like Nebraska said, I've said about football. Go get that 7th or 8th place team instead of a team you've never heard of like Arkansas Little Rock. Go play, you know, Vanderbilt in football, Kentucky in football, South Carolina in football, teams that have names but you should beat. Now you're looking reverse. All of a sudden these teams are going, Nebraska's pretty good. We don't want to schedule them anymore. You know, LSU had to think, yeah, we'll play Nebraska. They'll give us some RPI points. We're going to beat them. But then all of a sudden Nebraska got good, and that's not the case.
That sneaks up on you a little bit. That's all we've ever said about the football deal, too, Doug. Get us those teams. We don't want to play Arkansas State.
Well, I think that's the next step here for the Nebraska women's basketball program, and who's going to make that final decision. I don't think Tom Osborne is making the decision about who they play in basketball. I think Connie Yorey has a lot to do with that. I think there's some other Jeff Grish has a lot to do with that. Who they can get scheduled, who is willing to play, what tournament they're going to go to over the Thanksgiving holiday, who they're going to play right around Christmas when you see some of those nice matchups. They've done a lot of good things. They've already put out that, you know, before we even got to the Big 12 tournament, season tickets now available for next season for the Nebraska women. So they're marketing it well. They're trying to do what they can now. Now get a couple of named teams on there. Big 12 is very, very tough, so you can't kill yourself, but get a couple of teams that are going to sell some tickets.
And then you know, they've done such a great job marketing this deal. Now, they didn't get 13,000 people to pay full price for the tickets a lot of the time.
Oh, no. Hey, they're $9 tickets or $7 tickets. Fine. Until you sell something out, that's what they're going to stay.
That's perfect. But I'm saying that they're using different. They had $1 a night. You got 13,000 there. Give them the concessions. That's what they wanted. They got people in the seats. They got people to notice this team early on this year. That's what you want. I think Connie Yorey's personality, I think, will. I think she'll continue to be very popular in the state and continue. I think she wants to play the best, Doug. Why she's not going to back down now? Nobody saw this team going undefeated this season. I'm not even sure she wouldn't tell you that she believed this team would go undefeated this season. But now that you've done it, you got to build on that and move forward.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Again, we're going to come back to some basketball here as Oklahoma and Kentucky get ready to play. But Erica has fired in. Guys, how do you think Drake Baronic is going to be used in the team's plans with the transfer of the three players? We're talking about Nebraska men on Friday, Doc Sadler. You know, one of those stories that may have slipped under the radar because it came out late Friday afternoon when people were getting ready for the weekend, and Nebraska had three players transfer. Well, Drake, I thought, had a good chance at playing time anyway, and now they have to go the JUCO route. They have to go the JUCO route again because you've got to have enough players to get through a season. But we'll find out early if Drake Baronic is able to handle the competition level. I think that's the only question right now. I think his effort's there. We'll see if his defense gets better. It's hard to tell when you go a whole season just playing against each other in practice. And let's face it, they're not the greatest players in the world that he's going against in practice back and forth. So your thoughts, Tony? I mean, I think the kid's going to play. It's just I have no idea. It's going to have a lot to do with how many new kids come into the program here in the next three, four months.
Well, the big plus for Drake is how well he shoots the basketball. And let's be honest, Nebraska stunk at that most of the year. You know, we talked as early as December about, you know, I said I've never seen a player spot up and miss a shot left or right as far as these guys did. They were not good shooters. I think that's going to get him on the floor. Now, say defensively, these guys are going to go right around him. Well, you're going to have everybody helps everybody in defense in the Big 12. That's just the way it is. You have Damian James, you're going against, you know, All-American type players pretty much night in, night out. You look at the groups that's returning for Baylor. Drake Bronick don't match up very well with those guys. They're 8 inches taller than him. I think everybody's got to help out on the defensive side of it, but he shoots the ball so well. That's what's going to get Drake Bronick on the floor.
Fire off your questions, your thoughts, your comments to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Are you a little bit surprised, Doug, with how the wheels fell off of this Nebraska basketball team, that not more stories are out there about Doc Sadler being shown the door?
No, because you're the only one that keeps bringing that up. It has been brought up. It has been mentioned that Doc Sadler is fine. There is not going to be a change with Doc Sadler. So Doc Sadler's the coach next year.
How long are you going to give him?
Well, you're the one. You seem to be the only one that wants to show him the door.
I've always liked Doc Sadler.
I'm serious about that. I haven't seen anybody else call for his head. Tom Chattel in the Omaha World Herald has pointed out a couple of things, but he's the only one that I've even seen bring anything up.
Looked to be the savior along the way of really going in the right direction. Well, this year, we've been young every year that we've had Doc Sadler. In 4 years, we've been young every year.
Well, we just had three more kids transfer. What do you think we're going to be next year?
Exactly. Yep. Now we're back to square one again. What do you give, 6-8 more years? More years to finish 12th in the Big 12? Something's got to happen. And for the longest time, I thought this was the best hire for Nebraska, and so many things were going in the right direction. But this year, the wheels fell completely off the wagon. I mean, this deal bottomed out.
UTEP has hired former USC coach Tim Floyd and will introduce him at a news conference tonight, according to ESPN.com. So Tim Floyd getting back into the action. How interesting will it be if Steve Lavin is the next coach at St. John's? That's a perfect fit. Mafia guy out in the East. Perfect.
Who is the old coach at Rhode Island that gave the players a tough test in basketball? How many points you get for a three-pointer?
Yeah, and went to Georgia.
Him and his kid.
Yeah, his name slips my mind right now, but yeah, you're right. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more to talk about. We'll hear a couple more comments from the coaches as we are live in Kansas City for the NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Diner Grow, dedicated to serving you, offering only the best seed for your farm, a national brand that focuses its research on your success. Grow with the best, Diner Grow. We're back with more after this.
The Huskers are back in 2010 with a top 10 start dancing in their heads. Will they get there? Find out. Sean Callahan's report from the Big Red Spring practices coming up next.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that will explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
As you can probably tell, all this global warming has delayed spring a bit. But the great outdoors and golf await you with some nice weather around the corner. So stop by Indian Head for passes and punch cards. So that way you're ready for warm tee times on Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, Indian Head. Call them at 308-381-4653. That's 308-381-4653.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. At the end of the 2009 season, Nebraska fans saw the direction Sean Watson wanted to take the Husker offense. One part of that direction included running aspects of the Wildcat with sophomore running back Rex Burkhead. So the question now is, how much of that will we see this spring?
We haven't been working on it yet. Right now we're just doing the basics, you know, especially for the young guys. But I'm sure Coach has been talking to me about it and maybe put in some pass plays. So, you know, it'll be coming up soon.
Watson said it's Burkhead's versatility to do things like run the Wildcat that make him one of the most valuable players on the entire team, despite the fact he's only a true sophomore.
It's huge. He's just, you know, he can do a lot of things. We use him as a receiver. I mean, he can do a lot. And we're not asking him to do anything other than play tailback right now. So, but he has that skill set that we can do a lot with him.
Huskers are off today. They return to the practice field for workout number 5 on Wednesday. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Listen for Sean Callahan twice every day on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. 7:51 in the morning, 12:21 every afternoon. Direct from spring practice in Lincoln through the red and white game. The transition is complete. Schroeder Smoke Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall's food court. The move to the food court allows you to enjoy a sit-down meal with a buffet bar, potato bar, salad bar. Schroeder's is always the right call for takeout and catering, too. 308-382-1335. 308-382-1335. Schroeder Smoke Foods, also at their original location in Shelton.
Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com, where the fire never goes out.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
Minnesota Twins are back, eh? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It all starts on Friday at 7:10 with Hy-Vee Pepsi Fireworks Spectacular after the game. Twins Royals, Saturday, 6:10 with a Zach Greinke bobblehead sponsored by Sprint for the first 20,000. Sunday's game, 1:10 p.m., and the first 2,500 kids 14 and under get an Indy diecast car. Sprint Fun Run after the game. For tickets, visit Royals.com or call 1-800-6-ROYALS. It all happens here. Huskers are back in 2010 with a top 10 start dancing in their heads. Will they get there? Find out.
It's going to be a challenge, a great challenge.
John Callahan's reports from Nebraska's spring football camp come to you twice daily, 7:51 in the morning, 12:21 in the afternoon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There are a lot of great expectations, high expectations, but that's what makes it a good job.
1460 and 1550.
We'll see sunshine and some scattered high clouds across portions of the area this afternoon with a high temperature around 80. Southwest winds will also stay gusty at times to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight with clear skies, we'll dip back to 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio
Superstation.
And we do have breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the NCAA Women's Regional Basketball Tournament in Kansas City. It's good breaking news as the Associated Press All-American Women's Basketball Team announced today. Yesterday it was the men's basketball team, and Nebraska's Kelsey Griffin, a first-team All-American. Didn't think that that would be a surprise, but she is in there with Tina Charles and Maya Moore, unanimous selections from Connecticut. And to be a unanimous selection, you needed to pick up 40 votes. There were 40 people voting. Kelsey Griffin received 28 votes. Monica Wright of Virginia, 22 votes. And Jontel Lavender of Ohio State, 10 votes. So really the top four, and then there was a significant drop-off. She gets in that fifth spot, Kelsey Griffin getting the third most votes in the country. So congratulations to Griffin, who averaged 20.3 points per game, 10.4 rebounds per game for the Huskers, getting him to the best record in school history and farther in the tournament than any team in Nebraska history. We knew that the Connecticut girls would be on there, and Kelsey Griffin, after those two, viewed as the best player in the country. So congratulations to Kelsey Griffin
an All-American, Daddy.
Yeah, how long before her jersey's retired in Nebraska? It's got to be shortly because of what she's done for this team and the school. But, yeah, congratulations. Everybody expected that.
Leading the way on the second team, Oklahoma State senior Andrea Riley, who shot 44 times in one game this year. Stanford senior Jane Appel, sophomore, I don't know this one. Brittany Greyer's on there, and Middle Tennessee State's Alicia Clark. Well, there's a typo here. There's two from Stanford that made it on. There's sophomore Enmika Owamiki. I didn't hear that name last night because all we were doing watching it, so I didn't know the name. Middle Tennessee State senior Alicia Clark led the country in scoring, and then of course Baylor freshman Brittany Greyer. So you've got Griffin from the Big 12 on the first team. You have got Riley from Oklahoma State and Greyer from Baylor on the second team. On the third team, Oklahoma junior Daniel Robinson, who earlier on the show today, Michelle Vogel of ESPN.com thought she was the quickest point guard in the country and might be able to handle the Kentucky pressure in the game tonight. Duke junior Jasmine Thomas, Kentucky junior Victoria Dunlap, who was the SEC Player of the Year, then a freshman from Delaware, and Xavier junior Amber Harris also made the squad as well. Elena Del Don, wasn't that the girl that went to Connecticut and then transferred out or something like that? I'm not sure. So there you go. So that's what's been going on.
Yeah, that girl from Oklahoma State, very, very uncommon that you have to ice her shooting arm in basketball, but she had to
So Victoria Dunlap, who plays tonight against Oklahoma, is playing in the NCAA regional final tonight. She's a third-team All-American. But again, the breaking news, the Associated Press All-American women's team out, Kelsey Griffin, is a first-team selection. So congratulations. And Coach Connie Ioria, after the ball game on Sunday night, talked overall about what this senior class has meant and done for the Huskers.
I said this at that time, that this senior class, which Kelsey was added to the senior class, but 7 years ago, when those guys were sophomores in high school, I said this will be the most important class that we'll ever have. The recruiting part of it, I could foresee ahead that it was going to be a big class, it was going to be an important class to get us over the hump, and obviously they've done a lot more than just get us over the hump. I mean, they have taking us to a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, won 32 games, absolutely shattered the school record, were part of winning the first Big 12 championship in program history. And I'm sure, I'm forgetting some things, but 30-game winning streak. These guys are, I've been a head coach for 20 years. And this is absolutely the most unselfish team that I've ever coached. They didn't care who got the credit. They weren't about points, rebounds, stats, minutes. They were just about being great teammates, working every day to get better. And there's nothing more that you could ask for as a coach than having an opportunity to work with the young women in our program who have that great character.
Connie Ioria talking about the senior class for the Nebraska women's basketball team, who ended up going 32-2 on the season. And again, Kelsey Griffin named an Associated Press All-American. We will be back with more from the NCAA Women's Regional live on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're with you to the top of the hour, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, Excellence in Rehabilitation. See them online at familyptsc.com or visit them at 211 West 33rd Street in Kearney. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, back to Kansas City right after this sports update.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Well, Virginia is ranked number one in the Baseball America Top 25 poll this week. Texas is in at number 7, Oklahoma number 17, Texas A&M is number 23. Arizona State leads the collegiate baseball poll. Texas is 7th, Oklahoma is 9th, and Kansas State is 20th. Colorado has fired their women's basketball coach. Kathy McConnell Miller was 65-88 during her 5 years with the Buffaloes. She was earning $360,000 per year. The Nebraska-Kearney softball team will play a doubleheader against Nebraska-Omaha today. Action gets underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Harvey Park. Southeast Community College edged two Hastings College teams by two strokes to win the Bronco invite yesterday at the Lachlan Country Club. The Broncos placed six golfers in the top 10. Tyson Jordaning was a medalist with a 74. It was the first win for Jordaning at an invitational in his collegiate career. Brian Lloyd finished second, Austin Hickert was third, and Wade Vance was eighth. John Tanner finished ninth, and Riley Fitzsimmons was 10th. The Hastings College softball team will battle Dannon tonight out at the Smith Softball Complex. The Broncos are currently 8-12 in the season. They are 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Vikings are 5-6. They have yet to play a conference game. Game times will be at 5 and at 7. The Hastings College baseball team will play host to York College tonight out at Duncan Field. The Broncos are 8-14 in the season after splitting two games with Briarcliff over the weekend. The Panthers are 25-6. They have won 13 games in a row. First pitch will be at 6 o'clock and 1230 KHIS will broadcast, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45 this afternoon. College baseball action last night from the GPAC. Concordia took two from Briarcliff. Dakota Wesleyan swept a doubleheader from Doan. Mount Marty took a pair from Nebraska Wesleyan. And Dana took two games from Dort. The University of Hawaii is reportedly interested in Nebraska men's assistant basketball coach Walter Ruiz. Hawaii head coach Gib Arnold, who was hired on March 20th, has three assistant coaching spots to fill. Ruiz joined Doc Sadler's staff in Nebraska in 2008. The Nebraska softball team will open up a six-game homestand today with a doubleheader against the Drake Bulldogs. Drake comes in with a mark of 18 wins and 7 losses. The Huskers then will host South Dakota on Wednesday. Both doubleheaders will get underway at 3 o'clock. Nebraska freshman Tom Lemke has been named the Pitcher of the Week in the Big 12 Conference. Lemke tossed a three-hit shutout against 12th-ranked Oklahoma on Sunday. As Nebraska won 10-0 in 7 innings, he established career best in strikeouts and in innings pitched, as he took a no-hitter through 4 1/3 innings and handed Oklahoma their first regular season shutout since 2007. Huskers will play host to North Dakota tonight at 6:35 at Hawks Field. Pre-game show at 6:04 on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And that's sports.
Are you hungry? Do you know someone who is hungry? CPI's Midas Service Centers and the Mr. Tire locations are working with our local communities and you to collect food to feed those people who are in need. During the entire month of April, you can drop off your food donations to any one of the following locations: Midas Auto Service Centers in Kearney and Grand Island, or any Mr. Tire location throughout South Central Nebraska, including Hastings. You receive a $5 coupon redeemable at any CPI Midas Service Center or any CPI Mr. Tire location for vehicle service work or tires. CPI wants to thank everyone for your participation in donating food for the local food bank. Remember, a 1 pound or more food donation to CPI gets you a $5 coupon and will help meet the needs of those who are less fortunate. CPI thanks you for your help.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Kansas City at the NCAA Women's Basketball Regional. As tonight, Oklahoma Boomer Sooner takes on Kentucky. Oklahoma trying to get back to the Final Four, and Kentucky trying to make it to their first Final Four. Success. Call Dynagrow today, 1-800-652-9298. Catch up with Lauren and Dave and the entire crew there. Congratulations to the Husker women on an outstanding season. Grow with the best, Dynagrow, because, of course, they played the whole season with a little Dynagrow pellet in their shoe.
There you go. There you go, Douglas. We had the Royals on radio, obviously. We follow them throughout the season. Good
Less
and
than
bad.
A week away.
Less than a week away from opening day. Little Kearney connection. Matt Hergis trying to make the Royals roster. Got a brother who's a banker in Kearney, and Todd Hergis. Matt is 0-5 for his last five, has not got a lot of run in his last five appearances. Today is the day that he has an out clause. If they don't add him to the roster, he will opt to go somewhere else and try and make a big league roster. Just needs a little bit more time in the big leagues to reach another milestone as far as your retirement stuff goes. So be interesting to see if the Royals hang on to him. That is a decision that will be made today. Royals leading the major leagues right now in hitting in spring training. Now everybody thought, well, the pitching staff's pretty good. We'll see about the bats. 313 batting average, I believe, right now. That leads all major league teams. Plus, I believe they've scored 175 runs in spring training. That also leads to major league. So maybe there's some optimism, although when you talk about fantasy baseball with Joe DiMaio, he says, don't throw all those stats out. Spring training means nothing.
That's right, because the Royals, once again, peaking in March.
Yeah.
So last year they peaked in April, and we'll just have to see. There's always optimism for every fan out there, even if you're a fan of the Pirates or the Cubs or, you know, teams that haven't won World Series. Oh, wait a minute. Pirates won a World Series since the Cubs.
Everybody
won a World Series since the Cubs. So that's what's going on. Royals baseball, they start next week, home the opener with the Detroit Tigers, and we'll have it for you. And then the men's national championship game next Monday right here on ESPN Radio. Again, it's a great day out, so and maybe go out and enjoy some golf or enjoy some baseball. There is some baseball to watch. York is at Hastings. The Huskers are home tonight to take on North Dakota State. Softball team, Lopers taking on UNO, so there's a lot going on out there. The Husker softball team taking on Drake this afternoon at 3 in Lincoln as well. Fire off to the Dead Popper inbox. We have just a few more minutes here from Kansas City before we wrap things up and head back to the home base. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you and your thoughts on what's going on as far as the NCAA tournament, as far as the men, the women. Love to hear from you. Matt Mitchell, the head coach at Kentucky, knows that their quickness can get them only so far. Some keys tonight is going to be rebounding. We saw what Kentucky did to Nebraska by, again, out-hustle is not the word I want to use. They were just quicker to all the loose balls. Can that happen again tonight, especially when you're going up against Abby Olajuwon?
It's really tough. It's going to be so tough. It's going to be one of the big keys to the game, to who can just fight and battle, and we're at a big disadvantage there, huge disadvantage in size. We will have to have five players committed to scrapping and working, and we call it action-oriented rebounding. Action words, grab, pull, snatch, dive, whatever you can do. We talk to them about those words for games because we just can't get into a jumping match or think we're just going to jump up and get rebounds. We really have to fight on the boards. And Thompson and Olajuwon are imposing figures. They are tough, tough rebounders. I keep going into these games saying, how in the world are we going to do it, you know? And somehow they've figured out a way to do it. But this will be a huge test for us on the boards, and will be a big part of the game. We'll have to compete with them hard.
Think they can do it, Tony?
I think they can do it because they got probably one of the teams with the most confidence in the nation right now heading into this ball game. I think if Oklahoma does what Nebraska was unable to do, and that's get the ball inside, you can't stop her. Well, we saw it the other night. When Olajuwon gets the ball, you simply cannot stop her. She will just make a spin move, put a little hook shot, has very good touch on the basketball. It goes in, and they will have trouble with that if she gets the ball. If they deny her the basketball, I think we got a real shot.
Olajuwon was 9 of 13 from the field, 20 points in the overtime victory against Notre Dame on Sunday night. We'll hear from Sherry Cole about Abby Olajuwon when we come back from this final break, and then Daddy and I will put our little cap on our couple of days down here in Kansas City and our thoughts on Nebraska women's basketball. How long will this last? How big a deal is it? How many people will continue to follow Nebraska women's basketball? Will Husker fans do that? Can Nebraska continue? We'll touch on all of that. And we come back from Kansas City, the NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by our friends at Dynagrow. Call them today at 800-652-9298. Growing with the best, focusing on research and your success. It's Dynagrow. Back after this.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. Here's a look at your market update at this hour. Grains are beginning to turn a little bit higher. Corn is still lower, though, down 2 at 355 for May. Soybean meal's up a fraction of a penny now, 968 for May. after hitting the high earlier at 973. Soybean meal's up to it, 279 for May, and soybean oil is still lower, though, down 62 cents at 38.65 for May. Kansas City wheat beginning to rebound today, up 4.75 at 478 and a quarter for May. For July, it's up 4.25 at 489. Moving over to the Mercantile Exchange, take a look at the cattle futures as they started to turn higher. Live cattle's up 57 cents at 95.95 for April. June up a quarter at 93.15. Feeder cattle still lower for April at down 12 cents at 108.25. May's up 55 cents at 110.45. So they've been able to get at least a little bit of light support, possibly from the beef prices as they've turned higher at midday today. Also, maybe some spillover support from the lean hog sector. Deferred contracts were lower earlier, maybe some profit taking going on as they had a strong day yesterday. And they still believe that beef prices have been at the top, which they said that last 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Cash trade has turned lower last week, and that could be steady to lower again this week. We'll wait and see on that. As far as the lean hogs go, they continue to show strength after a strong day yesterday. It's up 97 cents for April at 72.85, May up 55 cents at 80.10. And switching to energy, crude oil is now down 3 cents at 82.14 for May. Diesel is still unchanged for April as they're getting close to closing that month out at 211, and gas is unchanged at 226 as well. Dollar index is showing a little bit of strength today. It's up 10 right now at 81.73. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. It's a Gray Angus production sale Saturday, April 3rd at 1 o'clock Mountain Time in Mullen, Nebraska. Selling will be 120 lots of performance bred yearling Angus bulls, sons of leading AI series, In Focus, Final Answer, Net Worth, 338, Image Maker, and more. Also selling 20 purebred commercial yearling heifers, free delivery within 200 miles, volume discounts, refund for taking bull home on sale day, first breeding season guaranteed. www.grayangus.com. A program with a purpose, a family with a commitment.
After her husband was sent overseas, she thought about selling the house. With three young kids, how would she take care of it? Then one day, she woke up and found her lawn mowed. One night, a pan of lasagna showed up on her doorstep. In spring, the fence was painted, and in winter, the snow was shoveled every day till her husband came home. A community is where you come together. That's the Nebraska way. And at Pinnacle Bank, we think that's the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Kraus tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
Are you tired of stores only carrying shovels and scrapers that look like they're made of cardboard and candle wax? Ames True Temper long-handled tools from Hardware Hank are comfortable while remaining heavy-duty. The wood and fiberglass handles ensure these tools will get the job done for a long time. So if you're tired of tools that belong in a sandbox, head over to Hardware Hank for Ames True Temper long-handled tools.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank, Hardware Hank.
This day in sports, March 30th, 1968 in Paris, the International Lawn Tennis Federation voted to open all major tournaments to professionals. Prior to 1968, Wimbledon, the U.S., French, and Australian championships had been for amateurs only. But by the time of the big tennis powwow, Wimbledon officials had already decided to let the pros play, a step they were expecting to be slammed for. Instead, after years of resisting the move, the tennis decision makers went along and the era of the modern tennis pro was served. The majors open up this day in sports.
The Doug and Danny Show live from Kansas City at the downtown Marriott. I want to thank them for all their help and hospitality and helping us bring you the Doug and Danny Show live from the NCAA Regional Women's Basketball Tournament the last couple of days. And before we finish things up on the women's talk, let's get back to the Dead Popper inbox, Daddy. You had to bring up the Royals, didn't you? Mark and Minden talking about the Royals leading in run scoring, and Mr. Hergis doing such a great job pitching. He says, a quote from Major League, "Yeah, this is against guys that'll be bagging groceries in a couple of weeks."
Albeit, I'll tell you with a grain of salt, I just found it interesting.
Also, hey guys, Royals have the number one pick in the draft, and the season hasn't even started yet. I would be thoroughly, I'd be disappointed if the Royals had the worst record in Major League Baseball. I can't see that happening.
Oh God,
that would be
that'd be the end of your boy Dayton. That'd be the end of your boy Dayton if that did happen. Again, Sherry Cole knows that Abby Olajuwon, who has been behind the Paris girls, and of course Courtney Paris, one of the best players, and continued to improve, just had talked about her marked improvement throughout the entire season until maybe she played her best game of the year on Sunday night in the overtime win against Notre Dame. And obviously, not having seen her play every game, I wouldn't know if that's the case or not, but she sure played a whale of a game.
Yeah, she's come out getting some, you know, early in the first half there wasn't in for an extended period of time, and then the second half came out and really established her presence inside. It's amazing to be behind, and probably did learn so much from watching Courtney Paris and the way she positioned and herself down low. But once you get the ball in there, it's just automatic. She's just bigger and stronger than everyone else, and that includes Victoria Dunlap.
Now, Naisha Stevenson hit the game-winning three that put them up by three with 4 seconds to go in the basketball game. She was 5 of 8 from three-point land, had 21 points. I think she could be a key. She seemed kind of like that wild woman out there. If you see it, guys, gals, doesn't matter, maybe a water bug. She really just puts her heads down and goes and has been instrumental in game-ending plays the last 3 years in the NCAA tournament. And Coach Cole talked about Stevenson's game and what they're looking for from her tonight.
Yeah, obviously when you play a team that runs a lot of zone, you're going to have to make some shots from the perimeter. I thought the fact that she started out the game making a few really relaxed us and felt like we could go back to her late in the game. And I think they did kind of lose her a bit. They concentrated, obviously, very hard on her after she hit an early one, but kind of got lost a little bit a couple times in the second half, and we didn't find her. And felt like there at the end that we could. She's just, you know, she's been that thing for us, that spark. And when we get those three-point shots along with the penetration that we get from D-Rob and then the post play you get from Abby, then we've been obviously pretty successful.
That's Coach Sherry Cole of the Oklahoma Sooners. Last thought from Matt Mitchell, the head coach at Kentucky. Some people think this could be a stalemate defensively, so who wins the basketball game? Where's the intangible?
For us, we still have to try to do what we're going to do, so we need to try to impose our will, and Oklahoma needs to do the same. So I think it'll be one for us on the defensive end, and we will have to do a good job, and I think rebounding's at a premium right now. I think when teams get real even, like last night with Nebraska, I thought we did a little bit better job of 50-50 balls and hustling just a little bit more, and that's not being disrespectful to Nebraska. I just think that's where the games come down to, because you start looking, it's amazing. You get to this round and you start looking at the stats and they start becoming pretty similar. And that's because the teams are good at this point in time. So I think it'll be about the intangibles here on this game. You know, Robinson plays a bunch of minutes, Amber plays a bunch of minutes, Vic plays a bunch of minutes. You know, they're kids. We're playing about the same number of kids is what I'm trying to say. So I think it's going to be a lot about effort and who can execute and who can knock down a shot or two, and that'll probably how it comes shakes out there.
Kentucky coach Matt Mitchell, Daddy, your prediction.
I think that Kentucky's got a real opportunity. They play as well as they did the other night. They've got to get some shots to go early. For that simple fact, they got them to go the other night. The law of averages usually balances out. I don't think they get them to go tonight. I think Oklahoma's been there before, done that. I think Oklahoma finds a way to win this ball game tonight.
Derek, anything else we need to do before we get out of here today?
Looks like you guys covered the gamut there.
All right, let's hit that music and get on out of here. Daddy, I agree. I think it comes down to Oklahoma, been there before. Even in the game on Sunday, Nebraska had not been there before, and two teams that had not been there before battled. Kentucky won the battles. They ended up winning the basketball game. I think Oklahoma finds a way to win the basketball game tonight. They got the chance to watch Kentucky up close and personal. Nebraska had not had that opportunity to do so before they played. Watch it on film, watching it up close and personal. That's one thing. Nebraska women's basketball, do they win 20? How many games do they win next year?
I think they win 23 ball games, bow out, and probably in the tournament, obviously, again.
So I think that's a good prediction. I want to say thanks to all the fine folks, including Dynagrow and Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, for helping sponsor the Doug and Daddy Show here at the NCAA Women's Regional Basketball Tournament in Kansas City. We'll be back in studio tomorrow. Tri-City Storm coach Drew Shenick will be in studio to talk about their final two games. We'll also have our Wednesday Loper Link, and tomorrow we'll do a little Troutman's Trivia. We're going to do it when we're in studio. Usually we do that here on Tuesday. We'll do Troutman's Trivia tomorrow on the show as well. So enjoy the NCAA Basketball Tournament, men's and women's, as it continues. For Derek Stenson and our entire staff back at the studio, for Big Daddy, I'm Doug Dutathing. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow back in studio on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.